I'm standing in the parking lot of Sea Alaska Plaza in downtown Juneau. Right now, it's pretty much what you would expect. Cars, trucks, and SUVs park between weathering white lines. But if things go right, it could be something very different.
Our proposal is to have a Native Artist Park right adjacent to our building on the Sea Alaska parking lot.
Rosita Worrell is president of the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. It's headquartered in downtown Juneau, across the street from its parent corporation.
Our plans are to have a tribal house there. I mean, it would look like a tribal house, but it would be enclosed. It would be an area where the artists can, you know, carve monumental art as well as other art forms.
The park is part of the Institute's multi-pronged effort to encourage, promote, and sell Native art from Southeast Alaska. It's branding the style as Northwest Coast Art.
Northwest Coast Art is developed around what we call form line, and there are basic components that you have to master. And it's a whole different art scheme than, you know, drawing naturalistic forms.
Another part of the effort is an education initiative to develop Tlingit and Haida artist skills. Heritage Institute research fellow Rick Harris says it starts with a 2-year program at the University of Alaska Southeast. The institution already offers formline design courses. Harris, a retired Sea Alaska Corporation vice president, says graduates could continue studies at New Mexico's Institute of American Indian Arts. The school in Santa Fe offers degrees in writing, museum studies, and studio arts.
The idea is for students to be able to come to UAS, learn and be skilled and become experienced in Northwest Coast design, and then actually be able to go to Santa Fe and to capture some of the additional benefits that they have been able to develop through their Indian Arts program.
The three organizations signed a memorandum of agreement in November. The Northwest Coast Arts Initiative would also push for federal recognition for formline design and funding to expand existing programs. The initiative is in its early stages. Worrell says the Juneau Arts Park will need $7 million to $8 million, including moving parking underground. And it will need local approval through building and other permits. The university and Indian Arts program would also have significant expenses. She says it's worth pursuing.
What you've got to do is take yourself out of Northwest Coast Art and look at it in the context of art throughout the world, and then you begin to see how unique and how different it is from other art forms.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute already built the Walter Sobolev Center, which was completed about 2 years ago. It has archives, a theater, a store, and exhibits in a building across the street from the proposed arts park. Sea Alaska Corporation President and CEO Anthony Malott says this will be phase two.
Adding kind of an outside park where artists are more engaged with the visitors or with residents of Southeast Alaska is a vision that has been put forward, and we'll continue to find ways to see if we can make it work.
The term Northwest Coast Art also refers to similar work from coastal British Columbia and Washington State. But Worrell says her institute's efforts will focus on Southeast Alaska. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.